This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, great to be with you.
And Bridget, people are probably going to get tired of me telling them about all the different things we've got going on here at Catholic Radio, but one of the big things is our auction. Normally, our auction is at our dinner, but this year, because of the pandemic virus situation, we've decided to cancel our dinner for this year. So we're going to have an online auction instead, and that'll give you actually more time, and hopefully we'll have more bargains than ever before on our auction, and hopefully raise some of the funds that we need to help keep Catholic Radio on the air. So it's too early to bid yet, but we'll be telling you about it as the time gets a little closer. We'll tell you how to get online and to bid. You can do it with your phone or a tablet or a computer, anything at all that can get online. You'll be able to bid, and if you're outbid, you'll be notified right away so you can get back on and bid again. And it's going to go for about a week or so this time, and we'll let you know a little more about it as it's coming up. If you do have some larger item, we've got a lot of items so far, but we can still use a couple of larger items. If you have something like, well, I don't know, maybe a week in a condo somewhere, or tickets to a special event of some sort, or just, I don't know, maybe a boat rental or a RV rental or something spectacular like that, that's the item we could certainly use. And so if you've got something like that, please give us a call. Our number is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
Well, today we're going to be talking about how we can get to know Christ. And that is something that we all want to do more of. So our guest today is Clarence Gillis. He is a parishioner at Holy Spirit Geist Parish, and he is also author of a book called On My Way. So welcome to Faith in Action, Clarence.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on the program and having the opportunity to discuss the book.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background. You are not originally from the Indianapolis area, are you?
No, we just moved here a year ago to be near our daughter. Previously, we were born and raised in Wisconsin, and then through job changes, I ended up in Ohio, and I'll talk a little bit about Columbus later on, because that's where we moved, and then our final destination before we came here was in Dayton, Ohio, and we were there 30 years, so... we have three children, and they all attended Catholic grade school and high school, and they're all married and have kids in college now. So our grandkids are in college.
How many grandkids, Clarence?
We have nine.
Oh, wow. Oh, very good.
Yeah. And so we have five of them are in college right now. That's a little bit of a burden.
I can imagine that's right. I have one in college and two headed there in about 4 or 5 years here. So, well, tell us a little bit about the book. The book is called On My Way. Tell us about the title and why you wrote the book.
All right. Well, the title I came up with is because we're all on our way. I'm on my way, you're on your way. So when you read the book and you read On My Way, you're really talking about yourself. It's a book on self-reflection. So the core of the book really is the circles. And I used to call them the circles of a life with Christ. And the circles are like a bullseye. So you kind of work your way into the center of the bullseye where Christ resides. And the simplicity of the circles is really what made is what really makes the book. I mean, you can look at the circles and read what the descriptions are, and within 5 minutes, you know exactly where you are.
Mm-hmm. So. Now, Clarence, how long did it take you to write this book? I mean, some people write 3 or 4 books a year, that sort of thing. Other people take years to write a single book. How long did this one take you to write?
2.5 years. Yeah, it really started with Curcio. I made a Curcio, and when I got to Dayton, I was invited to be on a team. And I was asked to give a talk. And the first talk of the weekend is on ideals. So I got assigned that talk, and I really didn't understand ideal very well. But I put off writing it until I had to get it done. And I prayed to the Lord, and I asked him, geez, you got to help me with this. I really don't understand ideal that well. And so I said, I'm going to start it right after aerobics. Mm-hmm. So I went to aerobics, and after class, she always reads a meditation. And we were sitting there, and she's fumbling with her book, and all of a sudden she says, ideal. Ideals are like stars. You can't reach out and touch them with your hands, but by following them, you'll reach your destiny. And I thought, wow, I can use that. Ideals are really in your mind. And so I went and I asked her if I could use the book, and she said, yes, you can, but that isn't what I was going to read today. She said, I couldn't find my bookmark. And she said, the book kept coming open to ideal. And so I knew right then the Holy Spirit was going to help me write that talk.
That's such a great...
Go ahead. Yeah, and the ideal is really what was the impetus for the Holy Spirit used to get me to eventually write this book. Do you want me to tell you how that went?
Yeah.
Here I can do that.
Yeah.
So right after, I had just retired, so I was 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished the ideal talk, and so I decided to go to Milwaukee to meet my relatives. And I stay at a friend's house. And when I was at his house, the morning before I was going to leave, he said, so, what have you been doing since you've been retired? And I said, well, I just got done writing this talk on ideal, and that took me 6 weeks. And he says, oh, well, tell me about it. So he started asking me questions. But I really didn't understand it. I hadn't even given a practice talk yet. So I said, why don't I just send it to you? And he said, okay. So I sent it to him, and 2 weeks later he calls, and he says, geez, can you send me a prayer? I said, well, yeah. So I sent him the Thomas Merton prayer, my very favorite prayer. And he and I had never talked about faith before. So it was kind of a surprise, but the ideal talk really got to him. So 2 weeks later, he calls, and he says, it's not working. I said, what's not working? He said, the prayer. And I says, oh, that's because you're praying for something that you want instead of what the Holy Spirit wants. And so I sent him the Holy Spirit prayer that we just said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And after that conversation, he said, why don't you come up and take a look at my business in January, because I had done some consulting for him once before. And so I said, okay. And when I went up there, I took a tour of his plant, and I'm sitting in his conference room, and I'm thinking, I don't want to get back into working. And so he comes in and sits down, and instead of asking me about what I thought, he said, how can I get to know Christ better? And I said, oh, wow, that's deep. Let me think about that. And so he said, okay. And he gets up and he walks into his office. And that's when I said the prayer of the Holy Spirit and said, boy, you got to help me with this. And that's when I started drawing the circles. And with it, I drew those circles in less than 10 minutes. It would have been 5 minutes if I could have drawn faster. And each time I drew a circle, I put in what each circle represented. And when he came in and I went through the circles, he knew exactly where he was. I found out where I was, and we never had to say another word. It was self-explanatory. And so then when I got back, on the way back, I'm sitting there thanking the Lord for the circles' inspiration. But I was kind of done with the circles, except for the fact that I knew where I was. But then he called Monday, and he said that he showed it to people at church, and that they were impressed with the simplicity of the circles. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have essential tremors, and my circles were really in poor shape. And so I said, well, let me send you a better drawing of it. And so then I drew it, and I put it in color. And I didn't know it at the time. When I put the colors in, I was just looking for contrast. But later on, when I read the book, every color meant something that I chose. It was uncanny. And so after that, somebody needed a speaker at our church. And so I said, well, I could talk on the circles. And so then that's what I did, but I had to put scripture in to back up each of the circles. So that took 6 weeks. But the Holy Spirit picked out the best scriptures to verify each of the circles and validate what the message was. And so that was the how it started. And then after I gave the talk, it was really well received. It was a 45-minute talk. And somebody came up and said, you know, you should really write a book on that.
Well, that's a good that's a good clue that maybe it's a good time to start.
Well, you never know how how these stories are gonna go. You know, you just get a simple question kind of unexpectedly, and then all of a sudden, you know, you pray to the Holy Spirit, and then look out, right?
Well, right. And the thing was, after he said that, I thought, geez, I got it half of it written. I mean, I had the talk written. This should be no problem. Writing a book and giving a talk are miles apart, especially when you're not a writer.
Well, we need to take a break right here, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the cover of the book, the circles, and what they mean. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Clarence Gillis. He is author of On My Way, How to Get to Know Christ. And one of the, if you get the book, which I read the book, it's really it's a quick read, but it's also something that you can go back and read over and over and reflect on. So it's a really interesting book. But on the cover of the book, it's like a target. It's a circle with multicolors. And I want Clarence to talk a little bit about those circles, what they mean, and go into that a little bit. Okay, Clarence?
Okay. Yeah, it looks like a bullseye. Some
yeah.
People call it a bullseye. So Christ is in the center, and it's a red circle. But I'm going to start from the outside in.
Okay.
So outside of the circles are all the people that are not Christians. You know, they could be atheists, agnostics, other Buddhists, other faiths, other than Christian. And so there's, billions of those. And then when we get into the circles, the first circle is orange in color. And these are people that are Christians. They were probably raised and brought up in a Catholic or a Methodist or some family, and that's the religion that they identified with. And they're good people. Their focus is not on Christ. He's not even on the radar. So, you know, it might be job, family, career type of thing. And so they end up, you see them, they still have a lifeline to the church, usually at Easter and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come in and visit Christ. But they don't think of it much of the rest of the year. So that's the orange circle. And the reason I had the Spirit have me put it orange is that they're on the fringe of salvation. So the next circle is a dark blue circle. And these are people that are going to church every Sunday. They do some good works. They might work, at St. Vincent de Paul, and they're raising their kids to be Christian. But they don't go beyond that. I was there for 26 years, and so they really, they're about halfway to being really one with Christ. So the next circle is the light blue circle. And that's when people start thinking about heaven. And so it's light blue because people are looking up towards heaven. And they are becoming followers of Christ. And so they start reading the Bible. They listen to him more. They read good books. And he starts to provide grace, and he's drawing them into a closer relationship with him. The next circle is a green circle, and I call that new life. And it's new life is usually a conversion experience of some sort. And they become eventually disciples of Christ. So they're not just followers, they're more active as far as bringing people to him. And it doesn't have to be a Curcio experience. It could be an Emmaus experience. But even one fella that I talked to recently, it was when he was going through RCIA and going down to have the bishop lay his hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
On the way down, they kept singing over and over, come to me, come to me. And he felt that Christ was calling to him. And by the time he got down to the altar, he felt like the angels were carrying him. He was floating down there.
Wow.
And that was his first conversion. And then a couple of years later, he made a Curcio and had a deeper conversion. And so that's in the green circle. And a lot of people feel that once they have this personal relationship with Christ, that they're done. But there's still another circle, and that's the gold circle. And it represents the richness and abundance of God's grace. And that's when people want to be like him. And so they become more bold in spreading the word, and the Spirit is really alive in them. And beyond that, there is one more circle, and that is the red circle. And that's where you think about saints, where they are one with them. Now, I think about St. Teresa of Avila.
Mm-hmm.
She had written her book, The Interior Castle.
Yeah.
And it had seven mansions. I only have six circles. She had two mansions in that red circle.
Mm.
And the sixth mansion was really the mansion of affliction.
Mm.
And that's where your human nature, God starts to strip away from you. And I did really not interested in going into that circle.
Stay away from that one.
Yeah, you know, where he takes away your pride and your anger and all the things that are part of your human nature. And so that was her longest chapter, actually, mm-hmm. in her book.
Now Clarence, in each chapter of your book, you've talked about the different circles and things like that. Do you have suggestions in the book? I mean, as you're reading it, you can say, gee, that circle pretty much represents me where I am right now. Does the book have maybe suggestions as to how to move from that circle into the next circle?
Yes. There's also in the book personal stories of and I have three stories in there, and each one of those stories kind of represents somebody that was in that circle and how they moved beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can give you one example. Once you're in the gold circle or even the green circle, people start coming to you, and they see something in you that they want. And so this one person came, and he said, came over, that used to work for me, and said, how can I get to know Christ better? And I said, you know, well, the only thing I knew I could help him was the Curcio. And the Curcio for me was what was my conversion experience, but also it gave me a tool to help people that are looking for Christ, because I've been there and I know it happens. And so I said, well, you really need to make in his case, it was an Emmaus weekend that I sponsored him to because he was not Catholic. But so when you attend one of these weekends, you not only get a conversion, but you also get a tool to help other people that are looking to find Christ, that are searching for him,
mm-hmm.
and are thirsty for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk a lot about Curcio in the book. I have something, some in there on Bishop Binger that the Lord gave me on how it helped him to discern his priesthood, to going into the priesthood.
Mm-hmm. Now, Clarence, each chapter in the book also ends with some questions. What, tell us about the questions.
Yeah, I think the questions are actually the most important part of the book. Because when you ask yourself a question and you read it, it gives the Holy Spirit the opportunity to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the questions are the most important part of the book, I think. I even put a blank page in there after the questions so people can write them down. And one reason, nobody does, but one of the reasons I did that is because they start to write their own story. And as they write their story, they will eventually share their story with other people. And that's really what one of the purposes of the book. It's not only to be inspirational and to have the Holy Spirit talk to you, but also to encourage you to share your story. Now, one of the things I do want to mention is that the Holy Spirit was with me in writing this book from the beginning to the end. And that's why it took so long to write it, really. you take three pages, and he wanted to boil down to one. and to say more than what you said in three. But also, on each page, he is in there. Everything that is in that book, he inspired. So every time you read a page, he's talking to you at where you're at. And he's telling you what he would like you to do, or encouraging you, or shedding some light on some Bible verses that you never really looked at before.
Well, Clarence, we're just about out of time. Before we go, I want to make sure that we tell people where they can get the books, as we're talking so much about it. Where can people get the book?
Well, it's available on Amazon. That's really the only place here that it's available. It's available on my website, onmywaytoheaven.net, which I just wrote during the COVID-19 virus. And that website actually complements the book, because there's a lot of true stories in there. Although I don't relate them to the circles, but it's another tool for having people be inspired. And so on there, you can click on to the book there as well.
Okay, so we've got onmywaytoheaven.net, and you can also get the book On My Way on Amazon. We're just about out of time. Clarence Gillis, author of On My Way, How to Get to Know Christ. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate Bridget and Jim. And I hope to, maybe you do very well in your fundraising.
Thanks so much.
Maybe I can help there. Thank you.
You bet.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.